Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn in the studio with Josh Thomas. Waiting on my partner to get here. Josh, you got some new equipment in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good, man. Like that. I tell you, nothing but the best here at WLXG. Glad you got these things here. I think
he had to shake apart.
Haywon Hale Bruin use these back when he was working.
Yeah, probably.
What's his name?
Wolfman Jack as well. You know.
Let's go. We need a little upgrade here, baby. We gotta work on this.
Please.
Glad you're here, everybody. Hey, it's a good day. I'm fishing today. My partner is fishing. He's going to be fishing in a Fishers of Men event down on Barron. He went down the other day and stunk it up. Both of us need a little uptick in our fishing right now. So we will try that. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Father's Day's coming up here real soon. Take care of Pop. Start finding out what he wants. Go visit one of our good sponsors and find some stuff, right?
Yeah, it's on my birthday, actually.
Father's Day's on your birthday?
Yep.
I just gave you your birthday present.
June 19th, yeah.
I'll be darned. I have to remember. See, I don't have that written in my book, but I will write that down. If you want to send cards and letters, Josh Toughness, the man cave.
At the Kentucky State Penitentiary.
Yeah. No. He's out on work release right now. So, June 19th is Josh's birthday.
That's right.
That's good. Hey, Josh, I talked to a guy today, Dr. Archer, over at the University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He'd heard me speak, heard what my voice was doing. Going to run me into his place, take a good scope.
Really?
Look down in there, see if there's anything we can clean up to help out.
Well, I hope it's nothing too serious.
Well, that makes two of us. I've had enough knives on me lately.
Yeah.
You know, between cutting my thyroid out and my new hips, although the hips are doing pretty good, so
Looked
I can't
like
complain about that.
Practicing your golf swing out there.
Yeah, and I can only practice it up to a certain point. Can't really put that full torque in there like I like, but it's up to a certain point where it's not too bad.
Well, there you go.
So, hey, tell me, did you go camping last week?
Last weekend? No, I didn't. Weekend before last, I did, of course. I already told you that. That was a lot of fun, but no, last weekend I stayed in, enjoyed myself. I'm going to the lake this weekend, so it should be
Which one?
Grayson Lake? Yeah.
Up towards Ashland?
Yeah, by Carr Caves area.
Oh, okay. So you're going to camp up there?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Should be fun.
No time on the water or just on land?
Probably going to go swimming a little bit and stuff.
They got a beach?
I think so.
Cool.
They got some places you can jump in. I don't know if you're supposed to. But...
Never stopped some of us before. Hey, you got big league fishing early in the morning. Just my other ear just kicked in right there. That was pretty good.
We'll see. There you go.
Amazing. So I'm going to fish probably a night tournament tonight. Mr. Munson will be fishing at Barron. How do you fish at night?
Yeah, like I'd be asleep right now if I was going to be fishing at night.
No, man, that's because I'm virile and strong.
You get home and...
I get so excited about fishing, I really can't go to sleep.
Get the jitters?
No, it's more of a nervous energy excitement.
Okay.
And then you start mapping out how you're going to fish. I'll be fishing with my brothers, so that'll be fun. We'll probably go to church about 5, get out of there at 6:15, be on the water at 6:45.
There you go.
Tournament goes from 7 to 3 down at Harrington Lake.
Then when you get home, go to sleep?
When I get home, go to sleep.
How late are you going to sleep in tomorrow?
Oh, I will sleep in till probably 10-ish or 11.
Man.
That's not bad, is it?
No. That's not bad at all.
Then get up and have a little lunch.
Come
and then,
home at about 3:30 or 4 and then get up that time. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's my plan.
When I do that, I sleep in until at least noon.
Well, we might be doing that. Hey, you know what? Fishing's still pretty good. I went down the other night and I didn't catch a lot. I caught one about 3.5 pounds, which is a good one. Mm-hmm. The night before, I went to check on my boat. I had it over at Marine Works and Danny was taking care of it. Got it all slick, ready to go. Caught a limit of 5 pretty quick.
Nice.
So the fishing is still, you know, it can be a little slow, but it also will pay off if you stick to it this time of year.
How's this heat affecting them? I know we're supposed to have some record temperatures on Saturday. Well, today, actually.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, this past week we've had nice cool weather. Mm-hmm. It's been down in the 60s. Water temperatures staying about normal, somewhere around 75 or so. And if everything stays stable, and the water levels are the same and the water temperature stays the same, then the fish start getting in a routine like fishermen. They'll start staying at a certain place. So I like it. They haven't started pulling Harrington Lake, and I don't know if they're going to leave it where it is now or not, but they're going to have to pull it a little bit to get a lot of the debris and stuff out of it. But it's fun, and fishing is good. My Cincinnati Reds are playing a little bit better. Kind of proud of them. Pitching sometimes is not very good, but the offense has been pretty decent. So they've, I think, in every game prior to Thursday's, they have scored at least 7 runs, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And if you heard that door in the background.
We just had Keith Munson walk in.
The one and only. And let's see what kind of mood he's in today and what kind of driving trip he had from the University of Kentucky over here to the studio. How was it?
37 minutes.
Wow.
37 minutes. I got off 37 minutes ago.
Seriously.
Seriously. And I can walk quicker than you can drive. Crazy town.
So when you moving up here?
There's a big a need for a study of the traffic in this town.
So when you going to move up here?
I've got my house up for sale. I thought I might come over next month or something.
Oh, you start looking?
All right, this is crazy. 30, I'm 2 blocks. I'm 2 blocks away, 37 minutes. Seriously.
Which way do you go? You go out to the...
The only way you can go now, there's so many detours and everything. You got one way. I'm on the other side of Maxwell.
They closed off the street you're working on?
Yeah, so I come straight up, came down to Main Street, up the road.
Dadgum. Hey, we're talking exciting because you're going to fish. Today you're being Fishers of Men.
At Barron River, yes. Correct.
And I'm going to be fishing Harrington Lake tonight.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Me and little Bradley.
Good. What's going on down there?
Well, just Saturday night tournament.
Oh, Saturday night tournament. Okay.
Yeah. Good deal. Took 13-8, I think, last week to win.
Wow. That's not bad.
I'll take 13-8 again.
Yeah.
Shoot. So that's pretty good right there. So we're going to give it a shot. So tell us, this game plan, you and Greg Prophet going to go back down for a Fishers of Men, catch your little fish. Oh, we'll have to wait on that. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mead from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching the boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson in the studio with Josh Toffness today, talking a little fishing, a little this and that. You know, I've run by a lot of people that asking me an awful lot of questions now about my fishing.
And, what kind of question?
They want to know why you and I are not winning any tournaments.
Well, we haven't fished a whole lot of tournaments, but we've moneyed the biggest part of them that we've won.
Well, when are we going to start fishing?
Whenever you get a chance, buddy.
Okay, right after this one.
I'm done as far as schedule. There's a BFL next weekend. I'm not fishing that on Barron River.
Well, I got to be at Kentucky High School tournament.
Yeah, so pretty much from this point on, I'm freed up for the rest of the summer. But it's mostly going to be night tournaments. I'm going to try to go to Kentucky Lake a time or two. Going to St. Clair in August for just a weekend.
Oh, who with?
Me and you and a bunch of us.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, we got a whole lot.
My name better be going. After this time. My name better be on that
West
list.
Is going. I think Densmore's wanting to go.
Good deal. Now, how will you catch them up there? Then, the same way?
On drop shot. They're just deeper. They'll be 16 to 18 foot deep. And you just drift right there and find the cabbage patch, what they call it, cabbage weeds, and you tick, boom, catch them.
And you're off and running.
You just don't see them. Yeah. Right now.
Will you catch as many?
Probably close to it. You'll catch you know, 3-pound average. You'll bust a 5-pound or 6-pound or a couple of them a day. You won't catch as many as the big ones as you do in the springtime, but it's fun.
I tell you, after I went that one time, that was good.
It's fun. I love it.
Hey, have you seen the color down at Harrington?
No, I haven't been down there for a while. Last time I was down, it looked like it had a turnover look to it, though, about 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's got kind of an algae bloom type look. It's sort of a greenish.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it could.
Is that good or bad?
I've always heard it's bad. I've heard don't eat the fish when it's like that, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the water, and it just looks kind of, you know, doesn't look clear.
It may be an algae bloom, you know, because we've had a lot of rain, stirred a lot of things up, so it may be what it is.
Well, we need to go start. I'll let you, if we do any good this week, then you and I have to fish the next Saturday.
Yeah, they got the Tuesday nights, I think, going on now, aren't they? They still have that?
No.
They don't?
Friday night at Gwin Island, Saturday night
at
Pandora.
That's on Harrington. I think they're still having their night tournaments at Cumberland.
That's what I want to do.
See, and they've got some nice tournaments going on. Barron River has one every Saturday. They got a 3-fish tournament and a 5-fish tournament. It's fun.
I'd like to go down and fish a night tournament on Cumberland.
I haven't fished night in a
long time. And I bet it's going to be good this year.
Yeah, the fishing's been real good down there.
And then it'll be over like at 7 in the morning, right?
No, they're over at 3. They fish just like we do.
Oh.
7 to 3.
Well, I'd like, when the tournament's over, and weigh our fish and collect our winnings, then go out and fish so right when the sun comes up, too.
Yeah, that's fun.
Golly, catch some fish there, too.
You know, all the tournaments years ago used to be all night.
I know.
7 to 8. I mean, they were Iron Man things, you know. Now, let's start at 7:30 and quit at 3.
Why is that?
I don't know. Let's fish all night. Heck, it's more dangerous running in.
At 3:30 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah, that's right, when it's dark.
Yeah, when it's dark, you're sleepy anyway.
Hey, this new group is soft, man. It's getting soft. We had that talk the other day about the baseball people, too. Getting soft. Where's it? We need some crusty old
rascals.
Somebody is checking us out when I say this young group
is
soft.
I heard that you don't like beards either.
Beards?
You got some issues.
Did you like that?
Where was Josh this weekend? Hang out with us, didn't we?
I know. No. We heard you were coming because we were at Walmart in Lawrenceburg.
No one invited me.
You're always invited. You're part of the show.
Radio Rick said he was coming.
Man. Radio Rick told us you were coming.
Radio Rick, WHBN, said he was coming.
Me. You're always invited.
Give me a call. Let me know.
You don't have to invite family, do you? Sometimes. You're family, you just show up.
Well, I guess you're right.
The only thing you'd ever have to worry about is if you show up and we say, what are you doing here?
That's what we'd say.
You'd probably say that if I showed up.
We thank all the people for coming over there to see us, and thank Rick and folks there at the radio station for being so good to us.
Get out the two new Pepsi products, Mountain Dew products. One was Pitch Black, I think, and the other one was Bahama Blast.
And then we gave away all those prizes.
Yeah, we gave away coolers.
Coolers and hats. Baja, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's your vote. See, I voted for the Pitch Black.
I voted for the Pitch Black, too.
It's more grapeish.
Telling you, they've had it at Taco Bell for a few years now, and I love it.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, that's what they're doing. They're deciding which one they're going to kick out and just go with the other one. So that's part of what was going on.
They said they're still going to have a Taco Bell regardless, but they may drop it. They're going to drop one of the two on the shelves.
Hey, tell me about this down at Harrington now. If they got that, why is it not good with that stuff on the water?
I don't know. It's just been something. I don't know if it kills the oxygen in the water or something about it, because I've always heard algae blooms are bad. You know, Barron had a real bad algae bloom a couple of years ago. It was a reddish look to it.
Oh, yeah.
The fishing was pretty
slow. Kind of a green, and you can see the yellow from the pollen on top of the water.
We had an algae bloom one year when I was on St. Clair. You know, we had a FLW, and one part of the section of the lake was really green. We didn't catch many fish in that area.
Huh.
So, but I really don't know. I don't want to speculate on it.
So what would you fish with up till dark?
Crankbait.
Seriously?
Yeah, and I'd crankbait it right on after dark.
Right now you would?
Yeah. Yep. It's fun. Have you ever caught one crankbait after dark?
One time.
Just slow it down just a little bit, you know, just parallel the bank. And the bad thing about now, if the water's way high, it's kind of hard because you're throwing the trees a lot. But, you know, when the water's down, we can get some cast in between docks.
Believe me, it's up in the trees.
Yeah, it's in the trees. but it's a lot of fun. I used to crankbait all the time after dark.
So it's not too early to start?
No, heck no.
We're about to try that little worm you and I use.
Yeah, that little worm work. Just go and fish, you know, fish. But I might even throw a little topwater right now. Of course, we're in for a really hot weekend this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's been cool, so things are going to start changing a little bit. It's going to go more to a night bite.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know, I've tried. I don't see a lot of minnows up in the lake right now.
Oh, really?
Looking for the shad.
Have you seen any fry?
Haven't seen any fry.
I haven't seen them on hardly any lake I've been at this year. And I know they had a good spawn, but I haven't seen it. Don't know where, you know.
Well, it seemed like every time they get ready to spawn here, then we get a big rain, the water comes way up.
Right, right.
So I don't know if those little ones are staying down, but I haven't seen them like, you know, we do when we go down to some of those other lakes that are shallower, which I'm ready to go flip some. When are we going to do that?
When it gets right, you know.
Golly, that is so fun.
You know, we went to Green River about 3 weeks ago, and the water had rained, and the water came up like 3 foot. and fish went straight to the bushes. I mean, and we had 19 pounds or something.
Gosh.
And but you know, they pulled the water right straight back out of the bushes. But the fish we caught, I was talking to Greg about this past week, the fish we caught were bloody tails. You know, they moved up here to spawn. But
wow.
The water dropped off. You know, usually they'll hold a lake like that, you know, fishing game, I ask them. And, but I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if they've already passed the spawn, but these fish had bloody tails. They were.
Wow.
You know, in fact, I caught one, hooked it twice in the same spot, and then Greg caught it. So it was a bedding fish for sure.
So has this been a late spawn this year, you think, or just depends what lake?
I think it's been an earlier spawn. I really do.
An earlier spawn?
I do. That's my opinion of it. You know, because I was catching fish up where they usually spawn, you know, Early April this year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know you can still go in just about anywhere you want to go and still flip and catch fish, even if it's on Harrington.
Yeah.
You can, and I tried that the other day, and I had one really good fish on. I didn't get him through the wood, but it was anytime there was any wood or a cover with leaves or anything, mm-hmm. Well, flap that baby in there.
The Bassmaster Elites are on Lake Texoma right now, which, you know, it's hot down there. But
Lake Snakeoma down there.
Yeah, but they've got extremely high water because they've been flooded down there, but they're catching their fish flipping, you know, and the water's, I guarantee it's in the 80s. It don't matter.
Did you see the picture of the back of the boat from one of the pros that took
it? With a snake in there?
Not a snake. I mean, a wad of snake.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
He pulled up, you know, that little wood thing they'll have on the back of some of those runabouts?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess to stand up on or little.
Yeah, yeah.
It was covered. Covered.
No.
I mean, and I don't know how many's in a covered or in a covey of snakes, but there's more than 10.
It was a covey, huh?
It was a whole covey of them. Boy, and they said they were all water moccasins.
Oh.
Now, is that
bad?
Is that what they got down in Texas?
Well, I don't know. You know, I fished this lake at a tournament at Sam Rayburn in Texas one year, and it flooded like that. And I eased in the pine trees, man. I was catching them. I mean, I was killing them. And I eased up there, and I was about to bump a tree, you know, with my boat. So I just put my hand out to slow it down. And right there where my hand was at, it was a broke off limb, and there was a snake wrapped around that limb, probably 5 foot long. And I just jumped back, run to the back of the boat like a sissy. And I said, I got to thinking, that boat's going to hit that tree. It's going to jar that snake.
Into the boat.
The boat. But it hit and glanced off of it and kind of eased away.
Dang, boy. No, sir.
Yes.
So, you know, you see snakes all the time, but when you're a place where you got poisonous snakes like that, and
aren't
no
they
defense.
All poisonous? They're all poisonous. Every snake is poisonous.
In
they
some way.
They need to be dead, yes. They need to be dead. Kill them. If you see it, kill it.
We'll be hearing from PETA now. If PETA calls, we'll just tell them how we like our steak.
People eat tasty animals.
Yeah, that's right.
Stands for.
Big League Fishing, Doug and Keith and Josh here today in the studio. Hope you're doing good. We're talking a little fishing. It's that time. It's summer where the night bite is going to start getting pretty good on all the lakes. And
you know, it's about to get there. We still got some good, you know, they've got the FLW going on at Kentucky Lake right now. They've got the BFL All-American is going on at the same time on Lake Barkley out of State Park. So that's kind of neat. You know,
have you heard the new rules?
No.
If you're fishing in the one on Kentucky Lake,
mm-hmm.
You can't go fish Barkley.
Just part of it. I think you go down to Catawba.
Well, somewhere. They say there's a line that they drew, and if you're on Barkley, you can't come to Kentucky Lake because they separated them.
Right.
That's going to make a lot of people.
Well, you never know. They knew it in advance. You know, I fished an FLW event on the Potomac River 4 or 5 years ago, and they had the All-American on the Potomac River,
mm-hmm.
The same body of water, and they had a bridge at Washington, D.C., and they let the All-American fish in Washington. We fished south of the bridge, which was fine with me. I never go up in Washington anyway, but it was kind of neat. You know, they caught a lot of fish, but, you know, Mike DeVere, our buddy Mike DeVere, and Luke DeVere, his son, both qualified. Mike is
really?
A boater. Luke is a non-boater.
Wow.
You know, I wish I'm gonna post on Facebook the results so everybody know. Of course, they'll know around here if he does good. So, is that earthquake?
That's me messing. I accidentally hit this microphone and it went off.
I didn't know what was going on. Uh-oh. Now we got.
Hey, we got a caller. Yes, go ahead. You're on Big League Fishing with Doug and Keith.
I got that turned off. Why'd it ring? Who knows?
You're still flustered from your trip over from the minefields.
Oh, my goodness.
How much longer you got on that project? School starts here in another week.
Yeah, it would be another 6 months.
Golly.
We'll be there a while.
So you're building student
center? The new student center. It's going to be you can go on the YouTube and look it up. There's a video, a virtual tour of it. It's pretty neat.
All right. We might do that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. When we come back, we're going on a virtual tour. Get your radios ready. Look hard. The virtual tour with Keith Munson on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive. The very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
And they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Etter Drive.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
May I give you anything for it?
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful morning. The weather has been outstanding, and if you're not having a good time out playing in it, something be wrong with you. It is nice, man, when you got 80s for the day and 60s for the night. It is a wonderful time.
It's summer.
And it's a great time to be fishing.
Summer. Hey, you got your golf tournament coming up.
Golly, isn't that something?
What's the latest on all that? I know you got Foxworthy still coming. I'm excited about that.
Foxworthy will be here. Gary Mule Deer will be here. We had a few people that couldn't, but there's my show.
You know my favorite joke with Gary Mule Deer?
Which one?
He says where the man and woman are walking down the sidewalk and
the bird
flies over and gets the man right in the eye. And he holds his eye and he looks at his wife and he says, "Honey, you got a tissue?" She said, "Wow, that bird's got to be a half a mile from here right now."
And he'll say it with just deadpan humor. He's the best. So we've done music so many years. We've had great entertainers. This year we thought we'd just go to a little comedy, kind of break it up. And so on Thursday night we'll have Foxworthy, and then on Friday night we'll have Gary Mule Deer.
Oh, man.
To get us ready to raise all that money.
That is back to back.
Back to back, two of my favorite. Well, I'll have all three of my favorite comedians will be here. Scott Henry will be here, too.
Scott Henry is funny. He was there the time I was there. So that's awesome.
He'll be here. So we're pretty pumped about that.
What kind of musicians have you got coming?
Well, we've got a few guys that are just going to play in the hospitality room.
Okay.
And they go in there, and a lot of songwriters, singers, And we're just going to have a little relaxed atmosphere this year instead of banging it up too loud.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. A lot of still the same celebrities, a lot of athletes. You know, I'm always looking for new blood to come in and play in the tournament. It's getting harder to get the celebrities.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I remember this happened several years ago. Kyle Macy, when he was a part of the tournament, said trying to get some of the younger folks to get involved, and I mean buy into it, it's harder to do.
Yes, it is. Well, we've talked about that several times. It's harder all the way around.
Now, let me say something to Josh, because I did a little rant this week about beards.
Beards?
Yes. Josh is familiar with it. However, if he listened closely, I believe that you would hear that I said I was a fan of hair because, after all, I played in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And my comment was, come on, guys, just clean it up a little.
Why?
Give yours is clean? Look how clean your beard is.
All right.
I mean,
so you would specify mine as a cleaned up beard?
I think it looks very nice.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as we're on that side of the fence.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm a... Hey,
okay.
I'm a guy who grew a ponytail at 40.
I took offense.
Well, then you didn't listen closely. You need to go re-listen to it, because I said, as a child of the 70s, or as a teenager in the 70s. All right, as in the
maybe
20s. As a radical. So, I'm a fan. The hair doesn't bother me at all, but just...
I'm a fan of hair. I just don't have any yet.
Well, I'm losing so much too. But you know, at least respect the game that you're a part of.
Mm.
So when you come out there looking like a homeless person in a ball uniform, I'm not a big fan of that. Is it fair to say, Josh?
All right.
Yours looks nice.
Okay.
And if it didn't, you know, we'd tell you.
Probably.
Now that you're married, you'll have to keep it nice. You don't have a choice.
Very true. That's very true.
All right, bud, you're going to go to Barron River. How are you going to catch them?
Yeah, I've been catching them pretty good down there, you know, last week.
You said deeper than you thought.
They were a lot deeper than I thought. I stayed on the drops all day, and I drug at Carolina Rig through the big worm, big jig, and just I cranked a lot, never caught anything cranking. But I fished deep, and I got a little bit deeper, and that's when I started catching them. And I actually had a very good day. I ended up catching about 12 keepers. I had three that weighed
lost nine. A couple good ones.
Yeah, I had three that I weighed in that weighed nine-something. And it took nine something to win. I was just out of winning it, but I lost one. It was a 6-pounder. It was the biggest I've caught this year. Got him all the way to the boat.
Had the Carolina rig?
Yeah. No, I caught it on a jig. And I got
throwing a big jig now.
Yeah. Got it all the way. I had to because it was so deep. You know, I got that big old jig. And
were you throwing 3/4 or half?
3/4. Maybe an ounce.
Wow.
A big one. But anyway.
Football head?
Yeah. And I got it out there and it ticked it and I set the hook and it jumped and I said, oh gosh, that's a big one, and it jumped about 4 times.
Got all the way
to the boat, got my net out, put it between my legs there, and he went under the boat, and I thought he was gonna jump on the back side of the boat, but he didn't. He come back under the boat when I went got the net down there to net him, he took off, and when he stretched that line out, it popped it right there at the boat.
And you're by yourself.
Yeah, and I just stood there for a second.
If you had your partner, how come your partner didn't go with you?
Well, he called me late and didn't want to go.
And what about your other partner that you did?
Well, I thought he was fishing. It was late anyway, so I didn't know if he'd be in a bed or not.
Did we learn something from that dude?
Learned my line broke.
You learned that your partner will go with if you just call him.
Yeah.
Because I would if you'd have called, I had.
Well,
you told me you said maybe. Maybe you would give me a call because you didn't know if your partner was going or not.
Yeah, I said, we'll go again.
What? Do you know how to work that sucker or what?
That's from Texas. I'm gotten. Do you know what this is?
There's a silence.
Look, it is off. Why is it doing that? Is it not working?
It might not be working. You got a new holder on it?
No, I'll turn it off and on again. I see the little red.
Little red.
You turn it off and then you turn it back on again.
That must have been what I'm doing.
It does look like a nice little holder for it, though.
Yep.
You like that phone?
Yes, I like that phone. It's a good phone.
I like mine too, but yours is bigger. I like that thing right there. You got
it's nice. It's the i6 plus.
Oh, excuse me.
Plus.
I'm the i6 minus. It works, but I'm gonna have the phone. You know how we wanted them smaller for so many years, and then they made them a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, they're gonna have to make it the size of a
bigger is better.
Big screen TV here, pretty soon. Hey, you been following your boys, the Reds?
Yes, I have. They've done a lot better. Beat the Cardinals the other night once, and the Cardinals beat them pretty good. But they're doing okay.
What
about the NBA playoffs? Who are you pulling for? As we speak, it's 2-1. You know, Cleveland's down.
Well, if I were pulling for anybody, it'd be Golden State.
Yeah.
If I were pulling for anybody.
I'm the same way. It's hard to get in. I mean,
I just don't get into it.
I'm a basketball fan.
Wait a minute. I think the third party in our group would like to comment.
Okay, let him make a comment.
I'm pulling for Golden State because I hate LeBron.
You hate
there
LeBron.
You go.
I liked LeBron when he came back to Cleveland, and then he started tweeting all this stuff.
Really? I hadn't heard.
Had various comments on Steph Curry getting the MVP, so then he just made me not like him again.
Well, I'm with you.
I didn't like him after the decision thing, but I really don't like him after he comes back to Cleveland and then has this crap go on. I mean, he's just a big baby.
I mean, when you've got everything, commercials, fame, All-star teams. He wants that NBA championship, I understand, with this team. But why do you have to say a word?
Yeah, just play.
But you know what? When I say that, there's still a competitiveness in me, though. Like what Magic Johnson, when they were saying Golden State was the best team, they could have beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then Magic finally said, no. So I'm the same way when people say, well, the 90 Reds could have beat the 75 and 76 Reds. Mm-hmm. You're dreaming.
And what, car racing?
What are you talking about? We'll be back with more Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM. And they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing, our final segment here with Keith Munson and Josh Toftis. I am Doug Flynn, the glue to the big red machine. That is correct. And we're getting this all together here in 2 weeks.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Golf tournament, children's charity, and big red machine coming into town.
That's awesome.
It's going to be exciting.
That is going to be exciting. Does anybody think everybody make it?
I don't know of anybody that can't yet. They seem every year to have trouble finding somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think they look real hard.
Yeah.
But it's kind of unusual because normally when they say it's a big red machine reunion, they'll invite six or seven guys. Well, they invite eight. They're starting eight. The rest of us don't get invited. So it's kind of nice they're inviting us anyway. And, you know, carrying the ball games here on 1300 WLXG.
Right. What are you calling a few more games here, aren't you?
I got some coming up in July. I think I go to Pittsburgh and somewhere to do some games.
Okay.
May do a few more. Not sure.
Good.
But, yeah.
I know we talked the other day, Tom Brennan, he's going to be out for a little bit, but he'll be back.
Yeah, Tommy Hitz is going to have some throat surgery,
so
which may be today.
Oh, really?
So I'm not sure, but he may have the surgery today. I'm going in to see a voice doctor to see what in the world's going on with mine. It's staying hoarse a lot lately.
Huh.
So we're going to go see what's going on with it. I know mine's a lot of allergies.
Yeah. Well, it's bad this year. It's worse allergy day.
You never lose your voice, though, do you?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't lose my voice, but I get real stopped up or can't breathe hard.
I don't think I've ever seen you like that.
Really?
That one day you and I fished, and the eye of my fishing pole was when we were flipping.
Yeah.
With that ducket rod, had them little bitty eyes.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have duckets anymore. That's why we got Powell.
They were freezing.
And they weren't freezing. No, that pollen was sticking in it. Remember on my line?
Yeah, the cotton off of cottonwood trees.
That's it. And it would stick on the line. It wouldn't go through the hole.
I know it.
Every time I try to flip, it'd backlash.
That stuff's aggravating anyway, but it was really aggravating with those little micro guys.
And you were sitting there catching all these big fish, and I couldn't even get one to water, and I was getting ticked off. Won't happen now with my new rods.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, by the way, you start working on our new shirts?
Not yet. I have not. I have not stopped. This has been the busiest single week I've had. In fact, I leave straight here tonight, and I got to go. I won't get out of the basketball gym till 9:30 tonight.
Oh, well, don't forget about to get those.
And then I fish Friday and I fish Saturday, so Sunday.
I hate it for that.
So next week I will slow down and we'll get that stuff going.
This guy over here, always busy.
Always.
Always.
I gotta do that. I'm so busy. I gotta fish Friday and I gotta fish Saturday.
I'm busier than a one-legged man in a butt kicking.
You are.
These shirts are gonna feature the beard on the underarm kit, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. No, but we will have to make an extra one for him.
Where they need to be. Yeah.
We'll make one for you so you can wear it too. We do our appearances and stuff.
Yeah, extra.
We need to have a. Here's a shirt we had. We need to have a shirt in the front plain. Then we need to have a shirt. The right arm needs to have a big beard underneath it. Yep. When you raise your arm, there's a beard. And then the other one, don't raise up because it's got glue on it.
Yep. There you go. That's marketing genius.
Hey, right, you know, I actually went to the glue people when we were going to do these shirts and try to get them to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do it.
Really?
I said, all right, don't do it. But I may go back to them because I've seen one of them since. And he went, those are nice shirts. And I went, you could have had... I'm not going to say what it is, but it looked like a monkey glue all over it. But he didn't want to do it.
Monkey glue.
So, you know who you are out there. Maybe we'll get monkey glue to put you on the tour next year.
I would love it. I would love it. That's what you need.
They're one of the owners of the Reds.
You really? Seriously?
Seriously.
Well, see, that's the kind of spot you need.
I know.
And then you put, put the big red machine on the side of that big fancy boat.
I got that on the side of my boat.
I mean, dressed up with a big C and everything.
What's called again? Chimpanzee adhesive?
That's it. Yeah. Chimpanzee adhesive. That's it.
Chimpad.
Yeah.
So we could put that on, yeah.
Yeah.
But, as you say, now as we do this show, we want you to know, Munson's going back out on the tour next year. We're going to put him on there, Big League Fishing Boat. He'll be in the Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew Big League Fishing Boat.
Yeah, you're going with me, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go pre-fish some with you.
You can fish. They take co-anglers.
That's right. A co-angler.
You could go in as a co-angler. You could go in and just practice, or you could go in on the professional side. You have to take Big Red with you, though.
That's true. No, I ain't going to do that. Big Red wouldn't last on those lakes.
I they haven't got schedule out yet, but as soon as they find out, we'll have to get in. This year, I didn't get a chance because, they fill up. They post them in November, and they're filled up in November.
Wow. So, do you know what lakes are going to fish next year?
Not yet.
Okay.
They got a northern division that I like a lot. A lot of times they fish St. Clair, and they'll fish Champlain, and they'll fish Oneida or something. I've never fished Oneida, but it's a northern lake. I would like it, I'm sure. The central division ones I usually key on, these will have Kentucky Lake in there, and they'll have Douglas.
What's the mountain? Is that what you fished before?
No, the mountain division is the BFL. That's the.
Oh, that's right.
This is the BASS Opens.
Yep.
And if you win one and you fish all three, you go to the Bassmasters Classic, and that's where you get your break. I'd love to fish that one. That's the one tournament I have not fished. I'd love to fish that tournament one time.
Well, that's what we're shooting for next year.
If I fished it once, I'd want to fish it twice.
That's exactly right. But if you fished it once and you made a little splash, then you don't have to worry about your sponsors.
Not so much. No, that's exactly right.
So
that's the key.
I know.
I got close a couple years ago. I went to St. Clair, and I made top 10 up there. So that was getting close to winning one. But
God. Why can't we find somebody listening out there? Aren't you a gazillionaire? And that way you could come in here and just, all you need is what, 30,000,
40,000? Yeah.
Put you out on the tour?
I could take more if somebody wanted to. But
yeah, put the gas and all that other stuff too.
Need a personal assistant.
Yeah. You know, it's quite expensive. It really is. It's a very expensive sport at that level.
Oh, I know.
Did you
know how much it costs, Josh, to do that?
It sounds like a crazy amount.
Yeah,
it's $4,000 a tournament, right?
Yeah, that's on the tour.
That's entry fee.
Yeah, so there's six of them. It's $25,000 just to get in them. Just to fish.
That's not counting your gas, your hotel, your food, equipment. A lot of guys get it free, but if you don't,
I get a lot of equipment help, so that really wouldn't be that big of a factor. And then you got to count your week off work. So you got to throw that factor in there. So. Unless you're doing it full time, and then but it's hard to do. It's hard to rely on winnings. You can pop 10. In the FLW, win 10 grand up to 50th place, but you got 4,000 in an entry fee, and then you got another couple grand in, in your
money.
So you make a little bit, but what if you don't hit the next one? Now you're behind.
Now you're behind.
Popping $4,000 out there.
That's true.
But I loved it. I was.
And then the time you pay Josh to be your valet.
Right. Is he a dancer?
Yeah. No. But you'll be sleeping in the tent. He'll have a tent out there ready for you.
That way, if Hampton Inn runs me out, I'll have some place to stay.
That's it.
That'll work.
I know. Big League Fishing here. It's a wonderful day. We're talking fishing because that's what we're both going to be doing. Me tonight. Keith is on the water right now. This is a ventriloquist. and an impersonator that sounds like Keith here in the studio today with us. So
that was a heck of a job.
Really. You're almost as good as the real guy.
Really?
Almost. Almost. Hey, tell us about what's going on with high school fishing in the state now.
Well, it's about over. You know, they've had their championship, but they've got some open tournaments going on right
now.
Who
won? Do you know?
Muhlenberg County, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I think you're right.
I'm thinking that's right. But, you know, our little guest we had a couple weeks ago, Hannah Wesley,
mm-hmm.
her and her partner, they went to Kentucky Lake last week, and I think they made the top five at Kentucky Lake, had 13 pounds. I got a picture. They sent me a picture. So, you know, and she was voted the female, you know, we had her on there. And she went to Cedar Creek and sent me a picture. She called it like a four and a half, five pounder and sent me a picture. And I said, see what one interview on Big League Fishing will do
for
you.
Did you put her on the web page yet?
I put the other picture on. I haven't this last
I got time. Some I need to send you to put on there.
Send them to me. I'll put them on there.
A couple of my little brother and one of me. I need to put those on there.
I'm trying to figure out how to put videos. Josh, you know how to put videos on Facebook? Okay, yeah. Everything I do is with the phone because I can't do it on a computer. I don't know how to do it.
Sorry, I was distracted by our loud neighbors.
Can you open that door a minute? Let me tell them that we're trying to do a show.
Let's yell at them real quick.
Open it up. Excuse me.
There's important stuff going on.
There's a big time show going on in here today. Just thought we'd let y'all know that.
Keith Munson must be in there.
Hey, Mike Cameron and Matthew Lawrence. We don't know what it's like to disrupt the show. So
let me remind you the last four times I've seen you about disrupting a show.
And your point?
My point is I don't know what my point is.
Thank you very much. The Huddle with Mikey Cameron and Matthew. We're on live now.
Yeah, I'd say when you disrupt, you bring listeners, though.
I bring listeners and I bring content.
That's right.
I bring substance to the show when I interrupt.
Substance is the word I was looking for.
Yeah. And
they're just nonsense over there.
That's just nonsense. I know. Yeah. Well, they got a big race coming up. They're out there talking about the horse race show today.
Yeah.
They lost a big recruit, so they're talking about that.
Who's the big recruit they lost?
Mac Jones was supposed to be a quarterback, and he went to Alabama.
I saw that. He already committed to Kentucky, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And they turned him back down.
So that was a big deal.
Dadgummit.
Oh, well, that's just kind of the way it is. All right, my brother, I'm on fishing tonight, and I want to know. I'm going to do what you told me.
Try that.
I'm going to try that, and then when it come up tonight, I'll try what we normally do.
And you'll catch some.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah. Now, that's a little bit hard with the high water, but if you find your bank before dark that's got, you know, that's clear where you can cast without hitting in the trees, because you know
I got one.
Okay. Then lay with it.
Really,
just a little slower.
Okay.
That's the key at nighttime. You know, it's going to reel a little bit slower. They'll pull it just like in the daytime, though. It's fun.
Monofilament, fluorescent?
I use fluorescent where I can see it.
So you just turn that light and I can still throw it up.
Turn the light a little bit so you can see it. You don't have to have it way up there. Just turn it a little bit. We'll do that some night. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
really,
I bet.
It's a lot of fun.
I bet. The only time I've ever done it, I've had a couple of hits, but I just don't stick with it long enough, I think.
After we close, I'll tell you two good places to try.
All right. Good luck today.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
I hope you go win this thing. You and Greg can't win it.
Like to. This is the last.
How you doing on a point standing?
We didn't fish them all.
Oh, that's right. You didn't fish them all.
But we fished enough to fish the regional, so we're going to do that.
All right. We'll go win this thing today. Me and little brother will try to see what we can do today.
We'll
and if we can go out
notes.
And get them. And then we'll compare notes, and then it's time for you and I to start getting back on the groove.
That
little pattern we had a few years ago where we were thumping it.
Yeah.
We were going. We were confident. And we were winning. I need to win again. We ain't saying we are the champions in a while.
No, we haven't. I think there's a reason for that.
Last time we did was when we were in that car panama the other day because I didn't know the words. I think that's why we were doing it. So, we got to get back on. Josh, go camping this week.
I'm going.
Give us a report when you get back.
All right. Should be a fun one. It's supposed to be record temperatures down at Grayson Lake. So.
Ooh-wee.
98 degrees.
Yeah, it's good. It's a warm one today, but it's going down to this, you know.
I like it.
60s.
Summertime.
Which is pretty good.
Summertime.
So we can take some of that, too.
Wake up and be grateful for all of them, buddy. You know, when you get up, be grateful for every day.
Hey, good to see you guys. Remember, if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we will catch you somewhere on the water. For Josh and Keith and Doug, have a great weekend, everybody. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive, the very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
And they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Etter Drive.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so...
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.